This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA at the Washington County Fair in Greenwich with Stuart Zim of Tyoshoke Farm. Stuart, welcome.
Well, John, thank you very much. I'm a fourth-generation dairy farmer, and I grew up here at the Washington County Fair. And I remember that 4-H was a big part of our family, and I just wanted to be able to return that same experience back to, you know, my children. And I do remember how hard my mom and dad worked to get us here and to make sure we always had a calf to show. And just, it's a great community event, and, you know, it's where all the families come together, you know, to kind of finish out the summer.
Tell us a little bit about the numbers of Tyoshoke.
My dad was farming in Albany with his father, and they realized that they were looking for somewhere else to move the farm to. So in 1966, they relocated up here in Washington County. A short time after they moved here, that my father took over the farm, and he was looking for a farm name and recognized that Tyoshoke had a lot of history. And him and my mom, you know, milked 50 cows for quite a few years because at that time, that was all we needed. So that's how we got started. The farm actually grew with every son that came back to the farm. So I have two older brothers. And when my oldest brother returned, we seemed to grow a couple cows. And then my middle brother, Eric, returned. We grew a few more cows. And then we had opportunities to grow when there was neighbors that were retiring out of the business and said, hey, you know, we're looking to keep the farm going. Are you guys interested in carrying this forward? And we were blessed to have some opportunities to grow the farm just because of neighbors that were retiring out. So we just kind of kept it rolling.
So how many cows and how many acres?
1,000 cows, and we crop about 2,500 acres, and mostly a commercial dairy farm. But through the Washington County Fair and through some team members of ours that have been focusing more on genetics, it's been kind of fun to advance the herd genetically and watch the genetics become better over time.
It's certainly the fabric of life for you here in Washington County, great infrastructure, but also the next generation. It's fun for them to be involved and fun for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, you know, as a dad, like, that's our goal. Right, so we're just trying to make sure we give an opportunity back to the next generation that was given to us. And I think that you can see, I was just telling somebody today, you know, these barns were full when I was a kid here, and they're full now, and we're actually gonna, you know, build a permanent show ring structure because there is so much interest here. And when the judges come from miles around to judge at the Washington County Fair, they just can't say it enough on the microphone that, you know, it amazes them the interest, the volume of cattle, the quality of cattle, the family feeling that you get when you come here, and just how exciting it is to be a part of the Washington County Fair.
I think the number was 143 in showmanship, you kids coming up through?
Correct. It's amazing. Just the volume of young kids and youth, and just if you pay attention over the summers, there's always somebody offering a youth clinic, you know, just pointers and tips on how to be better showmen and clipping clinics. And there's just so many families that enjoy this, and they're actually, they're known across the nation, you know, for their quality cattle and their commitment to the dairy breeds, and just, it's amazing to see, you know, nationally, that Washington County is on the map out in Madison, Wisconsin, even.
And Washington County is unique in many ways. It sits right on the New York-Vermont border. It's tucked away here, but you've got a lot of dairy cows. You've got some urban and suburban centers very close to you.
Yeah, and that's helped us as a family, as we've diversified out into a farm store and added to kind of our portfolio at Tyoshoke. So it's really fun for us to see, you know, neighbors that are within 20 minutes or a half hour away that aren't necessarily connected to agriculture. They're a little bit more removed, but they can stop by the farm or the farm store and get an overview of who we are, what we do, and you know, our role and our involvement in our community.
And there are several thousand cows within Washington County itself. It's really fortunate that you have this dairy pocket here, which brings you infrastructure in the dairy industry.
Absolutely. And we do spend some time in Albany, and we kind of remind them, you know, strong farms, strong communities, and that we are extremely blessed to have the infrastructure around us, because you know, without the infrastructure around us, we can't continue to be, you know, strong farms, and that's, we appreciate that.
Dad, I want to give you bragging rights, because the Tyoshoke team had a good day yesterday, didn't they?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we've got some, we've had an all-hands-on-deck day, and we were able to score a few points throughout the show and come up with a reserve premier exhibitor, which was a huge accomplishment for our team, and every year we kind of strive for that, and hoping to come back next year and, you know, be just as competitive, or if not a little bit more. So yeah, very, very grateful for the team that helps us.
Stuart Zim of Tyoshoke Farms at the Washington County Fair in Greenwich, thanks for being with us today.
No problem, John. Thank you so much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.